Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is Daily Pop. Hey, remember when Britney Spears married Jason Alexander for just 55 hours? Well, he wants her back now. Yes, you heard that right. Jason was spotted at a Free Britney protest at the LA courthouse yesterday. He told Us Weekly he still has love for Britney and he'd, quote, definitely be open to rekindling their romance, quote, if they would give us an honest chance. Is he serious right now? Oh,
you know what
God.
Is serious is this heat in Los Angeles. Put that photo back up with the orange shirt so I can see that underboob sweat real quick so y'all know how hot it is in this hell-forsaken place. Look at that. That is serious.
Oh, my
serious.
God.
That is love.
He does,
showing up
he
in that
does
heat.
Look better, though.
He's
he does
showing
look
up.
Better. He looks good, but I just, like, what is this guy? I mean, he clearly has nothing going on. Like, the fact that he's going to show up and even just have give Us Weekly any sort of exclusive, like, come on. This was how many years ago? 12? 13?
I mean, he claims that, yeah, 2004 was when this 55-hour wedding or marriage
16.
Happened. They were childhood friends. They got married very briefly. Now, they've been, I think, in touch a little bit throughout the years. I doubt recently. My goodness. So the things he had to say about Sam, you guys. Sam has to be so livid right now, right? So he said, I gotta see, read this quote. He said, I don't know him. He looks like he's in good shape, but I'm in good shape too. So bravo to him. She's got some type of feelings for him, I guess. I'm like, oh my gosh, Sam, if he ever sees you, he's going to punch you in the face.
He's never going to see him. This guy is not a factor in her life.
Ever.
And this is the problem. What happens is, even though he went there with good intentions, quote unquote, this just makes everything that Britney's fighting for a spectacle. And it makes it a joke. And if he really loved her and really wanted to be a part of her life and really wanted to help her, he would have stayed away from that camera and not became this headline.
100%. And also for him to be like, well, if they gave us an honest chance, she doesn't want you. Like, I don't know who they is.
Yeah.
Like, she does not. She has no interest in rekindling your relationship. I promise you that. Like, I don't know where he gets off thinking, oh, if they just would just believe in our love. Like, she's not petitioning for you, bro, at all. She's not looking for you in any day.
Oh,
any
my
day ever.
Gosh, tell it like it is, Morgan. I love the pregnancy
honesty.
It's like,
what's going on?
I don't know.
It's weird.
If a man stood outside like that for me, I would feel some type of way about it. In the heat with that underboob sweat. I might throw
him
a little
something.
I'm not
going to lie. It's always flattering, right? It's always flattering to see an ex-boyfriend talk about how he wants you back. I mean, it's nice to hear whether you care or not. the Britney protest was held at the courthouse because there was a hearing about getting Britney's dad removed as her conservator. As we told you yesterday, according to court documents, Britney wants her care manager, Jody Montgomery, to step in permanently. So Jason has thoughts on that, too, telling Us Weekly, Britney doesn't want to be under the conservatorship, and he wants her to get what she rightly deserves. So
how does he know?
What?
How does he know? He has not been in contact with her. Is Whoopi Goldberg from Ghost talking to this man and telling him what Britney's saying? He has no idea. And Britney has said exactly what she wants. And this For him, this was kind of a bold move because this hearing wasn't about changing anything. This hearing was about, let's check in, let's see what's happening. The real hearing will come once they file papers and once she puts in court writings that she wants this change. This guy's making it worse for her. Get off her back. Stay off her nuts.
It's just, it's weird.
So what
weird.
Do you think
the
his
whole
intention
thing is just
was?
Weird.
Do you think the intention was because he wants Britney back or he wants his own fame or he just was truly going there out of love for Britney and truly feels that she feels trapped and was trying to be a voice for her? What do you think?
I can't believe this is our A block. Are you kidding? He went there for 15 minutes and it's going to be four because this is the last time we're talking about this. This is insane. This person, we have not heard one word about this person in 16 years. 16.
No.
I'm too hot and hormonal for this craziness.
No. He'll get the 15. He'll get the 15 because what will happen is Cara Delevingne will see him on the news noticing that he's getting a little airtime. So then she'll date him to make Ashley Benson jealous, and then he'll get 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
We're bringing Cara Delevingne into this. Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, well, let's move on to a couple that we've also talked about a couple times before, but there is some new news here. So tomorrow, Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo are scheduled to be sentenced for their roles in the college admission scandal. At the same time, the government's recently filed sentencing memo raises questions about what their daughter Olivia Jade may have known. So here's the new stuff for you guys. So Olivia is never mentioned by name in the document, but their, quote, younger daughter is referred to specifically. Prosecutors say in one incident, Lori Massimo and their, quote, younger daughter discussed how to avoid the possibility that a high school counselor would disrupt their schemes. Now, the family has not spoken out, but a source close to the family says their daughters had nothing to do with this. So if what the prosecutors are saying is true, that Olivia Jade did know about this, do you feel she should be punished as well as her parents?
Even if she knew or did not know, she is a child and was a minor at this point in her life. When you are that age, you do as your parents tell you to do. You follow suit. You don't even realize the difference between right and wrong. I could barely drive through McDonald's at that point by myself. Like, give me a break. There's no reason that this young girl should be punished for anything. Like, I understand her parents made a mistake. We've been talking about it. When I was reading the research this morning, I was like, for over a year, we've literally been talking about this now for over a year, and it's dwindle down to 2 or 3 months and 5 months, number one. She was 17. No, leave her out of it. It's not relevant for her to be involved. Like, the fact that their names are mentioned, I get it. They need to be to kind of, you know, paint a full picture. You do what your parents tell you to do. And if your parents are saying, this is how we're getting you into college, sweetie, you go, okay, mom, great. Just let me know where I need to be.
That's true, but not true, Morgan. You do what your parents tell you to do. But let's say you've got some awful parents, right? Like, I'm not saying these people are. I'm saying you got some awful parents, and they say, honey, we're broke. I want you to go steal some milk and some candy bars and some cereal, and you know what? Go ahead and grab that Xbox, too. They won't even suspect you. You're a teenager. Just go do it, okay? If they get caught, that kid goes to juvie or gets some sort of legal punishment, even if mom and dad told them to do it.
So let me ask you a question. Your mother makes you sign your name on legal documents that puts you as the lender on a loan, and your mother then defaults on it 10 years later. Should you be held responsible for a $50,000 loan that your mother made you sign for when you were 17, or would you fight it?
Well, that's different because you would never, that's a hypothetical situation that would never happen.
And
17-year-old would never get a $50,000 loan.
It happens. It happens. It's true. Trust me.
It happens on Sweet Bitter. I just saw a show where it happened. That's so weird you bring up that example.
No, I'm telling you, it happens. I agree with Morgan. When you're 17 years old, if my mother would have told me, sign the papers for this deed to my kidney, I wouldn't have asked two questions about it because my mother told me sign it. But my problem is, this is the problem with my judicial system. We are sitting here worried about what a 17-year-old may or may not have known. Meanwhile, Breonna Taylor's killers are walking around free, and the people who accosted Elijah McClain have not been done, nothing has been done to them, even though we know exactly what happened. We've seen the camera footage. We've gone through everything. Why are we focusing on this and not focusing on what we do know?
I mean, yeah, she's still also a child. I just don't think the child is ever expected to have the higher moral high ground to, like, direct their parents. I just don't think. I think they were honestly, listen.
I think that the punishment was to get her out of school, and that happened, right? Like, I don't think that she has to have this carried out for the rest of her life. Personally, I think her justice was served in the fact that she's gone through a big public situation, and plus she got out of school. She didn't get to stay in the school that she wasn't allowed to technically be in because she had false papers and
falsified
information.
And the issue is that they paid money to get her into college. Olivia Jade didn't have $500,000 to her name, much less two nickels to rub together. So she is that guilty of that.
Yeah.
Did I lie?
It's true. It's true.
Coming up, you guys, we got Tim McGraw here. He's going to reveal the dirty thing Faith Hill forces him to do. Wow. What did I miss here, you guys? But next are Ben and Anna taking the next big step in their relationship. The big clue we just uncovered. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I remember growing up watching Lizzie McGuire. Every night it would come out, and I loved the show. I was like, gosh, I wish I could be like that, you know? I wish I could sing and act and come out of the clothing line. And so far, the acting and the singing is working out pretty well, so knock on wood. Hopefully, you know, one day, clothing line. Who knows? I'm obviously going to mess up, but and I'm not going to be perfect, but I'm going to try my best to stay a good role model. And that's the promise that I can make.
Aww, well, we'd say things worked out pretty good for Demi. The recently engaged star turns 28 today. Happy birthday, Demi.
Man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So happy for her. Okay, now it's time to have some fun with a little truth or trash. Y'all ready for this? Okay, starting with Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas. Are they moving in together? They were spotted moving quite a bit of stuff out of her place in Venice and loading it into Ben's car. Ben was a gentleman. Looks like he did most of the heavy lifting, which is good. So what do we think? Helping her pack for a trip or moving in together? Truth or trash?
They are going on a trip. This man just got out of a 10-year marriage where he was living still with his ex-wife in the back house. I feel like he just wants to let his nuts breathe for 2 seconds and live on his own.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I honestly agree.
About like being a man and being able to walk around your house with your nuts free. I don't know what it is, gay, straight, old, young.
Yep.
Just to feel the leather on your hoo-has. Nice.
Yeah. But to be fair though, in that beginning relationship, which they haven't been together that long, walking around naked is encouraged. That just slows down whenever you're together for a while.
Not when you have a $14,000 couch that you handpicked from Italy and it's white, and your man just got back from a run.
Okay, ooh, that's different.
Disgusting. Yeah, I'm with Justin. I think they're not moving in together, but I will say Ben looks really good. He's looking real thin, real in shape. Like the body's on point right now.
But don't forget, he's still got that big tattoo on his back.
I know, but trust me. I mean, I'm in tattoos all day long. So, you know, for me, they don't faze me as much anymore.
You get over them, right? Truth or trash, you guys, are Ashley Benson and G-Eazy engaged? They were just seen out in L.A., and Ashley already has a ring on that finger. It's only been 3 months since romance rumors started with these two. So are they engaged already? Truth or trash?
I don't even see, like, when did they? I don't know. I never put these two together. I don't think they're engaged.
I don't know. know. I mean, you don't really wear a ring on your finger very often unless you, if you're a celebrity, unless you don't mind the speculation, because you know what's going to happen if you're going to be walking around in public and you see paparazzi and they're snapping your photo and you got a ring there, the questions are going to be asked. And you also know whenever somebody's in a long-term relationship and then breaks up and then they get into another one, it always happens so fast after that.
Hello?
Trust.
Hello.
Trust. I know from experience.
I don't know if you guys know this.
Everyone does that.
I think it's true.
This is my life.
This is why I think it's true. I think it's true because when you're that young and you're that rich and you're that famous, you can buy and have every single thing. But what you can't buy, you start to collect, and that's people. And people just get engaged because they think it's cute. And Romeo Beckham got engaged, so we're going to get engaged. And my friend Emma is pregnant with Garrett Hedlund. Like, we just need to do something.
Oh, Garrett.
This doesn't mean that they are going to get married. This doesn't mean that they're going to see each other a month from now. This just means that they are impulsive, they are young, and he could afford a ring, and he bought her that, and this is going to be a phase in their lives.
Yeah, true. Agreed. Fine. Well said. Well said. Thought out. Very, yep, agreed. I don't know. I didn't see them ever getting together, but I'm happy if they're happy.
Okay, well, we're all going that you guys are engaged, so correct us if we're wrong, Ashley. Scott and Courtney recently took a family vacation. Courtney snapped a sexy swimsuit photo, and Scott left a flirty comment on it. So, of course, this has people wondering, are those two going to get back together? Adding to the rumors, E! News learned that Scott and Sophia Richie are now fully broken up, and they're not even speaking. Oh. So, what do y'all think? Is Courtney and Scott reunion truth or trash?
It's always sort of truthful, but is it really going to be like a full-fledged relationship? I just think they're past that point. Like, I think they're just like, they're going to always sort of end up being life partners. They'll both have other relationships. Like, I don't think they're going to get fully back together. I don't think she has that same desire anymore.
I think for her, this is a sad thing, and I know I'm going to get some shit for it, but I don't care.
You know,
when you've been with somebody for so long and you realize your life is a little bit easier without them, because when you were with them, you had four kids instead of three. Although Scott has changed his life, and although Scott has come full circle and is now a better person and sober and matured, she can't unsee the 10 years of crying, of fighting, of every single thing. So I don't think that she is going to get back with him until she meets someone else. These two are going to get back together when they're like in their 50s.
Agreed.
So let's put this to rest for 10 years and not talking about it again, because obviously our producers are in love with Scott Disick and just want to see him shirtless.
All right, guys, up next, we've got Tim McGraw. He's telling us all about his new music and the one thing he better not do in front of Faith. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Tim McGraw is talking all about his marriage to Faith Hill, including what she forced him to do. Plus, he told Aaron why not everyone thinks he's so cool.
Ooh. Del Pop.
Del Pop. Tim McGraw. Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm so good now that I'm seeing you. And you know what? I just have to hear it from you yourself. Are you the coolest guy or like the coolest guy?
If you ask my daughters, I'm probably the most uncool guy. But my wife thinks I'm cool most of the time, so that's pretty good.
Your wife does think you're pretty cool, and you guys are coming up on a 24th wedding anniversary in October.
Yes, October 6th, 24 years, which we figure in our industry is like 82 years. It's kind of like dog years. You have to count each year as seven.
Truly. People are still Googling, like, wait, are they still together? It's been an eternity.
Well, I know, because we're divorced every week if you look at the other stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. What do date nights look for you guys these days? Like, are you keeping it creative?
You know, we are homebodies pretty much. We like being at home. And our date nights have really been cool for the last 4 weeks, because for the last 4 weeks, we've had my three daughters in. They all came in. They had a friend with them. Everybody's been was tested and cleared. And we came up on the hill here at the house, and we never left. And we sat outside and set tables outside, played games. We watched movies, and we had a great time just hanging out. I mean, it was probably one of the most special times that we've had as a family in a long, long time. And despite all the craziness that's going on in the world, this was we had a great 4 weeks together.
That is amazing. You yeah. and Faith are seriously the hottest couple ever. I don't think you've ever been topped. So congratulations.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, I would say so. Tell me, have you picked up any new quarantine hobbies during this time?
Not any hobby. I mean, I read a lot. I've done a little gardening around the house, but only when I'm forced to.
When you're forced to, of course.
Like when the kids were coming in, Faith wanted the house to look nice, so I spent a couple of days dealing with that. But it turned out pretty good, and I had my nephew helping me, so that was cool.
Nice. Everyone loves a good handyman. One thing I know that has been keeping you very busy is your 16th album, Here on Earth. It's about to release, and it's your first solo release in almost 5 years. Yeah. Why did you make us wait so long is my real question.
Well, I mean, Faith and I were doing our Soul to Soul tour, and then Faith and I recorded our first duets album together, so that took a while to do. And I always know that I sing better after working with Faith for a while, because she's a slave driver when it comes to singing. If I don't sing it good, she gives me one of those looks across the stage. And it's like and she's one of the greatest singers in the world, and I just sort of yell melodically. So I have to be on my game every night. But I always know I sing better. So we started going in the studio while we were touring and working on this album, and the music started coming together, and it started creating what I wanted to do, was create these sort of tapestries of life that had these cinematic views, that you can walk through these scenes throughout this album and really have a sort of a cinematic view of life.
And you're doing something really cool for your fans. It's a one-of-a-kind live stream event.
Yeah.
Tell us, what can fans expect?
Well, we got tired of just sort of playing songs in our living room. And so we tried to figure out, how can we present a show that has really nice production and a show that really gives you something visual and present something to the fans that they're not getting? We can't go out and play live. The fans can't see us live. And so we started putting together this thing. It's much like a TV show. It's much like doing a concert special without being the concert.
That's amazing. Tim McGraw, like I said, you are the coolest. Don't ever forget it. Don't let your daughters tell you otherwise.
Thank you.
He did so good on this.
So
Tim
cute.
McGraw is fine.
Looking
so
good.
Fine. I mean, the muscles, you can see like the little veins, the little tiny muscles. I'm like, my gosh, he only gets
Ooh,
high.
I'm so happy you're back, you looking? How close are you looking?
All righty. Anywho, that's it for us today. You guys, tomorrow we're catching up with the K-pop superstars, BTS. Don't forget to check out Nightly Pop at 11:30 tonight on E! And we'll be back with you tomorrow at 12:30. Have a good day, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow. Bye.